Money FM 89.3, the best of prime time.
So a lot of our essentials like food, fuel, they're all going up, even as Singapore is taking steps to secure our food and energy supplies. As a price taker in the global economy, external inflation is pushing up the local cost of living.
Now, you will be forgiven if you start to wonder, am I being paid enough to meet this higher cost of living? And if you're looking for a new job or pay rise, what are the typical increments to your salaries that you should be asking for?
Well, are you being paid in line with other professionals of your level? As of January this year, the average salary in Singapore is about 6,300 per month, including the CPF contribution. Yeah.
So that means without, it's just under six. Yeah,
can't
under 6,000, I think. Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Well, on average, candidates who are job hopping can expect a salary increment of about 10 to 15%. That's, I think, an average. Well, let's find out from Adrian.
Yep. Adrian Chu, CEO and founder of Career Agility International, is joining us today to talk about inflation, how much you're getting paid. Are you getting paid enough? Should you be even comparing yourself? Looking at this monthly average salary of Singaporeans, does that mean that people who are not getting this are not paid enough?
Well, actually, it largely depends on what industry you're in or what role you're in.
Right,
so it's
yeah.
not quite fair to say whether or not a number is above or below.
Exactly.
So
right.
It all depends.
Exactly. That's what I thought, too. Anyway, with inflation now rampant at about 3 to 4%, how do we know if our salaries are keeping up?
Well, the funny thing is, no, we always feel that we're being underpaid, don't we?
Yes, exactly.
But one of the questions, we get this very often from our clients, you know, how do we know if we're underpaid? And our advice is, the first thing we advise people not to do is actually not to go online to look at salary guides.
Really?
These are very rough estimates and very rough numbers.
Okay.
It could make you feel rather unhappy when you see those huge numbers there and you're wondering,
it's
hey,
like
am I
looking for unhappiness, right?
Or you could be very happy.
Either way, I think you shouldn't be comparing what you're getting paid. You're getting paid for what you're worth.
But
think about
you
it
still need to benchmark yourself somehow, right?
That's true. So, Melissa, so one of the things we always say is you got to find out yourself. You got to test the market. One of the best ways to test the market is to go for interviews for similar or for bigger roles.
Right.
So when a headhunter calls, you know, you just, or if you see it at, for a similar type role, you know, just go, even if you don't want to move, it would be interesting to just go through the process and all the way up to the offer stage, or even if you're not at the offer stage, you could find out, you know, how much does this job actually pay, and you would know.
So, Adrian, what you're saying is waste other people's time to find out your worth.
Well, you never know. You go out there and look. You might find something.
It could be something from you. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, no, but Adrian, I know you've said that there are a lot of considerations, a lot of variables that we shouldn't compare, blah, blah, blah. But we still need to know if we might be taken advantage of and being underpaid. How would we know?
I think one of the best ways is to talk to a headhunter if they are calling you up once again. But one thing which I must say is that if you have been in the same company for the past 5, 10, 15 years, chances are you probably might be underpaid because your yearly increments of about 2-3% hardly matches inflation. And, you know, you normally get a higher jump when you leave the company.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So if you're in there for a long time, chances are you might be underpaid.
Yes. Yeah, I remember reading about a North American entrepreneur who I think he adjusts the salary of existing staff every time or if he hired somebody doing the same job at a higher pay. So he benchmarks that person's salary if he needs to get a person in. And then accordingly, he adjusts the salary of the rest of the company in relative terms.
Okay. Well, going back to what we're talking about, whether...
You're thinking not going to happen here.
No, it's not. I don't think so.
Here.
So whether our salaries are matching the current higher inflation that we're living in, Adrian, do you think it's really the employer's duty to match the salary depending on inflation? Because... as an employer myself, as a business myself, these inflation pressures are all over. It's not just, you know, the cost of goods, the cost of doing business. Mm. If we are going to match our salary employees with the cost of, with the higher inflation as well, what's left for the business to run on?
That's
right?
True, you know. That's true. And it's running a business. You're not running a charity.
Exactly.
I mean, from a business owner's perspective, right? So it's, I wouldn't say that it's the business owner's responsibility to match inflation. I would say, you know, in terms of how much value are you creating for the company, or if the company is doing exceptionally well, then I think there's more leeway for bigger salaries to be given out.
Right.
But if the company is struggling as well with increased costs, inflation also hits the company as well, then I think it's not fair to expect a company to increase salary just because of inflation. Mm-hmm. But rather, you know, if your guys are doing more work, better value, better quality work, then yeah, perhaps there's productivity gains.
That's true, I suppose, because the prices of materials, raw materials, goods, etc., have been going up in the past few years. And for a lot of small businesses especially, they haven't adjusted their prices each time.
Exactly.
So now there are some of them are suddenly making that big leap because it just kind of, you know, got to that threshold where it's intolerable. So you see price increases of maybe 30% sometimes, and that's not because they're taking advantage of the situation, but simply because, you know, they've been kind of swallowing all the increases until then.
That's true, that's true. And the big question now is, you know, how then do you ask your boss for an increase in salary? Right?
Yes, so how do you do that? You know, I know because I am a boss myself, so I am coming from a different perspective. But as an employee, do they need to know as well how well or how bad your company that you're working for is doing? Because if you ask for too much, you might be the next in line to get laid off.
Yeah, actually, you're wearing two hats, Tim. You're both an employer and
I am, yes,
an employee.
So I know
how
where,
to ask for pay raise.
Exactly. That's the question. How do you advise somebody to ask for a pay raise when in a situation like we are facing right now?
I think having an adult conversation with your boss helps a lot, you know. And if you just sit down with your boss and you just ask the boss, hey, you know, boss, now that my portfolio has grown or now that the business I'm covering has expanded, when do you think is a good time for us to review my compensation? So you could start a conversation that way. I'm not a big fan of starting a conversation saying, hey, look, price of goods have gone up, so I expect
So don't play the inflation card, in other words,
don't play the inflation card. It doesn't work well for me. But, but you know, if you have an adult conversation, the other way you can also talk about or approach a salary discussion is, you know, maybe if you were to upgrade your skills or if you to ask for more responsibility, that might prove a good starting point for increment discussions as well.
Well said. So if an employee comes to me and say, hey, boss, I can do this, this, and this, and then ask for a pay raise, I'd be more inclined to give that raise.
Yeah, but what I find to be slightly, I would say, slightly unhealthy in a way is the business climate or the HR climate where you need to be always doing more things added to your plate before they deem a salary increase to be necessary. I mean, what about experience? What about the institutional knowledge, right? What about the ability?
Loyalty.
Well, no, let's not forget about it because somebody pays you, like, you know, 2,000 percent more, you're going to walk. So loyalty is, you know, you can't, it's intangible. Great if you get it, and you know, and it's, so what if you don't? But, right? Yeah. So where was my question? I kind of got lost there.
You're talking about the HR policy
The climate of, you know, having to do more every single time you feel that you deserve a pay raise.
Well, I think that's the harsh reality of life, of working life, because even clients are asking you to do more for less. So
exactly.
I think as staff, as employees, as business owners, you know, we have to be more productive. We have to be more effective at what we do. And hopefully those production gains, productivity gains translate to better margins.
Yeah.
And then you can share the joy around.
But yeah, call me idealistic. I'm hoping for a day when, you know, quantitative increase in responsibilities are balanced with qualitative improvement in performance.
Well, Adrian, as one of my business partners said, we cannot always have an employee mindset when we're thinking about our careers and things. You need to start thinking like a business as well. Is that a good advice?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So always look at how you can create more value for your clients, because if you do that, you'll be creating more value for your business and hopefully the margins increase and hopefully your bosses feel the same way about you.
Okay, well, I'm aspiring to be one of those, you know, enlightened employers like that North American guy told you about. Okay, that's my National Day wish.
Adrian, thank you very much for joining us here on Prime Time, and take those advice that Adrian gave us this hour. You're listening to Prime Time here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.